September 18th, 2017. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your heavenly Father, the one who fights every battle with you, the one who engages every enemy on your behalf. I am the victor over every evil. Today, as I speak to you, my church is engaged in a civil war. One side promotes the evil of liberalism, making light of sin, if it recognizes sin at all. These are the ones who place little or no importance on the sacraments. The conservative faction clings to the tradition of faith, but they are far outnumbered. Politics within the church itself has taken over the reality of truth. My children, for the most part, do not know where to turn when in need. Many cannot find a reliable cleric, firm in the tradition of faith, to offer solace and advice. Many are misguided and slip into the trap of moral liberalism, so acceptable in the world today. The truths of the faith do not change to support liberalism. My commandments always remain the same apart from new and meaningless interpretations. I am still Father and Judge of all. No one can change my position as Creator. Do not try to change my church to please yourselves and others. If you attract many members by altering the truth, you only have a watered-down version of the faith. Rather, change your hearts to accept the truth. Then you will have spiritual unity and strength in the truths of the faith. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 2 through 5. Tend the flock of God that is your charge, not by constraint, but willingly, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not as domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you that are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 2, 1 through 4. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, godly and respectful in every way. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.